Gaza shore, beachfront property, imagine unclaimed land, zero existing homeowners, and unlimited possibilities. Just look at it.
The only thing I see is that your IQ and shoe size are brothers. Let's see, Susie from Brooklyn. Go home, Susie. It's not your land.
Yes, I'm from Brooklyn. So we have 60,000 settlers at the chosen people in West Bank. If you tell those Americans to leave, it's anti-Semitism. But 1.5 million Palestinians, to get them out, that's a very good real estate plan.
Right. Are you going to keep the rubble for industrial aesthetics or just bulldoze over the mass graves?
That's a great question. We can use some rubble to rebuild and some to use it as historical ruins.
Ah, a genocide theme attraction. Very educational. Do visitors get to bulldoze a Palestinian house just for the full experience?
We are turning the chosen accent. Tragedy into opportunity. Why would they stay there? Huh? They are dying. The Palestinians are dying. Just like that. Woo! I mean, why would they stay there?
Yeah. You can add a Starbucks on top of a former UN school, you know, to complete the American liberation vibe. Nothing better than coffee made with blood.
Yes! We want to bring the American dream. Imagine, hotel, Olive Garden. So many opportunities.
Of course I understand, Susie. Actual Palestinians are getting kicked out, but we bring, you know, white tourists that get to enjoy the culturally appropriate microwave breadsticks.
Yeah. Preserving local culture. Imagine the tourists. We give you Zayt O'Zatar.
Because nothing honors a culture quite like removing the people and keeping the food. What's next? The ancient lost civilization of Gaza Museum?
That's golden! Imagine the forgotten city and Trump Tower. Millions.
Susie. Do you always have your common sense on airplane mode? Or is it just the brain?
Planes and airstrikes, and we hate them, and Trump is with us. Hell will break on them. It's outland. Because we hate them, we need to kick them out. We can Hamas. Roller coaster, repurposed Israeli tanks. Of course we hate them. But we cannot say that.
Yes, Susie, let it out. Let the true colors out. Because it must sting your heart. Having all those bombs and drones and funds and support. And yes, you have nothing. You will never be the owners of the land. Even a child in a tent in Gaza that lost everything has more than you, by blood, by roots, by land. We understand. You're so angry. Imagine investing so much, and in the end being just a little frustrated colonizer that doesn't belong to the land. You can kill and steal and butcher and genocide, but you're a failure. And the history will remember that. Because you have the leaves, they have the roots. And you know what's happening with the leaves in autumn? They fall. They're not sustained. Even with all that power, and you have nothing but hell waiting for you.